Ashwins bore him off safely to your renown. Welcome to you be this hymn of praises uttered by Manas, O Nasatyas, heroes, from this our gathering where we offer Soma. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 183. Ashwins. Make ready that which passes thought in swiftness, that has three wheels and triple seat, you mighty, whereon you seek the dwelling of the pious, whereon, threefold, you fly like birds with pinions. Light rolls your easy chariot faring earthward, when, for food, you, full of wisdom, mount it. May this song, wondrous fair, attend your glory. You, as you travel, wait on dawn heaven's daughter. Ascend your lightly rolling chariot, approaching the worshipper who turns him to his duties, whereon you come to the house to quicken man and his offspring, O Nasatyas, heroes. Let not the wolf, let not the she-wolf harm you. Forsake me not, nor pass me by or others. Here stands your share. Here is your hymn, you mighty. Yours are these vessels full of pleasant juices. Gautama, Purmilha, Atri bringing oblations all invoke you for protection. Like one who goes straight to the point directed, you, Nasatyas, to mine invocation. We have passed over the limit of this darkness. Our praise has been bestowed on you, O Ashwins. Come hitherward by paths which gods have travelled. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 184. Ashwins. Let us invoke you both this day, and after the priest is here with lords, when morn is breaking. Nasatyas, wheresoe'er you be, heaven's children, for him who is more liberal than the godless. With us, you mighty, let yourselves be joyful. Glad in our stream of Soma, slay the niggards. Graciously hear my hymns and invitations, marking, O heroes, with your chariots my longing. Nasatyas, Pushans, you as gods for glory arranged and set in order Surya's bridle. Your giant steeds move on, sprung from the waters like ancient times of Varuna the mighty. Your grace be with us, you who love sweet juices. Further the hymn sung by the poet Mana. When men are joyful in your glorious actions to win heroic strength, you bounteous givers. This praise was made, O liberal lords, O Ashwins, for you with fair adornment by the Manas. Come to our house for us and for our children, rejoicing, O Nasatyas, in Agastya. We have passed over the limit of this darkness. Our praise has been bestowed on you, O Ashwins. Come hitherward by paths which gods have travelled. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 185. Heaven and Earth. Whether of these is elder, whether later? How were they born? Who knows it? You sages, these of themselves support all things existing, as on a chariot the day and night roll onward. The twain uphold, though motionless and footless, a widespread offering having feet and moving. Like your own son upon his parents' bosom, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. I call for Aditi's unrivaled bounty, perfect, celestial, deathless, meet for worship. Produce this, you twain worlds, for him who lords you. Protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. May we be close to both the worlds who suffer no pain, parents of gods who aid with favor. Both mid the gods, with day and night alternate, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. Faring together, young, with meeting limits, twin sisters lying in their parents' bosom. Kissing the center of the world together, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. Duly I call the two wide seats, the mighty, the general parents, with the gods' protection, who, beautiful to look on, make the nectar, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. Wide, vast and manifold, whose bounds are distant, these reverent I address at this our worship. The blessed pair, victorious, all-sustaining, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. What sin we have at any time committed against the gods, our friend, our house's chieftain, thereof may this our hymn be expiation, protect us, heaven and earth, from fearful danger. May both these friends of man, who bless, preserve me, may they attend me with their help and favor. Enrich the man more liberal than the godless, may we, you gods, be strong with food rejoicing. Endowed with understanding, I have uttered this truth for all to hear to earth and heaven. Be near us, keep us from reproach and trouble. Father and mother, with your help, preserve us. Be this my prayer fulfilled, O heaven and earth, wherewith, father and mother, I address you. Nearest of gods, be you with your protection. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 186. Vishvadevas. Loved of all men, may Savitar, through praises offered as sacred food, come to our synod. That you too, through our hymn, you ever youthful, may gladden at your visit all our people. To us may all the gods come trooped together, Aryaman, Mitra, Varuna, Concordant, that all may be promoters of our welfare, and with great might preserve our strength from slackness. Agni, I sing, the guest you love most dearly, the conqueror through our lords, is friendly-minded. That he may be our Varuna, rich in glory, and send food like a prince praised by the godly. To you I seek with reverence, night and morning, like a cow good to milk, with hope to conquer, preparing on a common day the praise, song with milk of various hues within this udder. May the great dragon of the deep rejoice us, as one who nourishes her young comes Sindhu, with whom we will incite the child of waters, whom vigorous course swift as thought bring hither. Moreover, Tvashtar also shall approach us, one-minded with the princes at his visit. Hither shall come the Vritra-slayer Indra, ruler of men, as strongest of the heroes. Him too, our hymns delight, that yoke swift horses, like mother cows who lick their tender youngling. To him our songs shall yield themselves like spouses, to him the most delightful of the heroes. So may the Maruts, armed with mighty weapons, rest here on heaven and earth with hearts in concord. As gods whose chariots have dappled steeds like torrents, destroyers of the foe allies of Mitra, they hasten on to happy termination their orders when they are made known by glory. As on a fair bright day the arrow flies over all the barren soil, their missiles sparkle. Incline the Ashwins to show grace and Pushan, for power and might have they, their own possession. Friendly are Vishnu, Vata, and Ribhukshan, so may I bring the gods to make us happy. This is my reverent thought of you, you holy. May it inspire you, make you dwell among us. Thought, toiling for the gods and seeking treasure. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 187. Praise of Food. Now will I glorify food that upholds the great strength by whose invigorating power Trita rent Vritra limb from limb. O pleasant food, O food of honey, you have we chosen for our own, so be our kind protector thou. Come hitherward to us, O food, auspicious with auspicious help, health bringing, not unkind, a dear and guileless friend. These juices which, O food, are yours throughout the regions, are diffused. Like winds, they have their place in heaven. These gifts of yours, O food most sweet to taste, these savours of your juices work like creatures that have mighty necks. In you, O food, is set the spirit of great gods. Under your flag, brave deeds were done. He slew the dragon with your help. If you be gone to the splendor of the clouds, even from thence, O food of honey, prepared for our enjoyment, come. Whatever morsel we consume from waters or from plants of earth, O Soma, wax you fat thereby. What Soma we enjoy from you in milky food or barley brew, Vatapi, grow you fat thereby. O vegetable, cake of meal, be wholesome, firm and strengthening, Vatapi, grow you fat thereby. O food, from you as such have we drawn forth with lords like cows our sacrificial gifts. From you who banquets with gods, from you who banquets with us. Hymn 188. Apris. Winner of thousands, kindled, you shine a god with gods today. Bear out oblations, envoy, sage. Child of thyself, the sacrifice is for the righteous mixed with honey, presenting viands thousandfold. Invoked and worthy of our praise, bring gods whose due is sacrifice. Thou, Agni, gives countless gifts. To seat 1,000 heroes, they eastward have strewn the grass with might, whereon, Adityas, you shine forth. The sovereign all imperial doors, wide, good, many and manifold, have poured their streams of holy oil. With gay adornment, fair to see, in glorious beauty shine they forth. Let night and morning rest them here. Let these two sages, first of all, heralds divine and eloquent, perform for us this sacrifice. You I address, Sarasvati and Bharati and Ila all, urge you us on to glorious fame. Tvashtar the Lord has made all forms, and all the cattle of the field caused them to multiply for us. Send to the gods, Vanaspati, thyself, the sacrificial draught. Let Agni make the oblations sweet. Agni, preceder of the gods, is honored with the sacred song. He glows at offerings, blessed with hail. Hymn 189. Agni. By goodly paths lead us to riches, Agni, God who knows every sacred duty. Remove the sin that makes us stray and wander. Most ample adoration will we bring you. Lead us anew to happiness, O Agni, lead us beyond all danger and affliction. Be to us a wide, broad, ample castle. Bless, prosper on their way our sons and offspring. Far from us, Agni, put you all disease. Let them strike lords that have no saving, Agni. God, make our home again to be a blessing. With all the immortal deities, O holy, preserve us, Agni, with perpetual succor, refulgent in the dwelling which you love. O conqueror, most youthful, let no danger touch him who praises you today or after. Give not us up a prey to sin, O Agni, the greedy enemy that brings us trouble. Not to the fanged that bites, not to the toothless, give not us up, you conqueror, to the spoiler. Such as you are, born after law, O Agni, when lauded, give protection to our bodies from whosoever would reproach or injure. For you, God, rescue from all oppression. You, well discerning both these classes, come to men at early morn, O holy Agni. Be you obedient to man at evening, to be adorned as keen by eager suitors. To him have we addressed our pious speeches, I, Mana's son, to him, victorious Agni. May we gain countless riches with the sages, may we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 190. Brihaspati. Glorify you, Brihaspati, the scatheless, who must be praised with hymns, sweet-tongued and mighty, to whom as leader of the song, resplendent, worthy of lords, both gods and mortals listen. On him wait songs according to the season, even as a stream of pious men set moving. Brihaspati, for he laid out the expanses, was at the sacrifice, vast Matarisvan. The praise, the verse that offers adoration, may he bring forth as the sun sends his arms out. He who gives daily light through this God's wisdom, strong as a dread wild beast and inoffensive. His song of praise pervades the earth and heaven. Let the wise worshipper draw it like a courser. These of Brihaspati, like hunter's arrows, go to the skies that change their hue like serpents. Those, God, who count you as a worthless bullock, and wealthy sinners, live on you the bounteous. On fools like these, no blessing you bestow. Brihaspati, you punish the spiteful. Like a fair path is he, where grass is pleasant, though hard to win, a friend beloved most early. Those who unharmed by enemies behold us, while they would make them bear, stood closely compassed. He to whom songs of praise go forth like torrents, as rivers eddying under banks flow seaward, Brihaspati the wise, the eager, closely looks upon both the waters and the vessel. So has Brihaspati, great, strong, and mighty, the God exceeding powerful, been brought hither. May he thus lauded give us kine and horses. May we find strengthening food in full abundance. Hymn 191. Water, grass, sun. Venomous, slightly venomous, or venomous aquatic worm. Both creatures, stinging, unobserved, with poison have infected me. Coming, it kills the unobserved. It kills them as it goes away. It kills them as it drives them off. And bruising bruises them to death. Sara grass, Darbha, Kusara, and Sairya, Munja, Virana, where all these creatures dwell unseen, with poison have infected me. The cows had settled in their stalls, the beasts of prey had sought their lairs, extinguished were the lights of men when things unseen infected me. Or these reptiles are observed like lurking thieves at evening time. Seers of all, themselves unseen, be therefore very vigilant. Heaven is your sire, your mother Earth, Soma your brother, Aditi your sister, seeing all, unseen, keep still and dwell you happy. Biters of shoulder or of limb, with needle stings most venomous, unseen, whatever you may be, vanish together and be gone. Slayer of things unseen, the sun, beheld of all, mounts eastward up, consuming all that are not seen, and evil spirits of the night. There has the sun god mounted up, who scorches much and everything. Even the Aditya from the hills, all seen, destroying things unseen. I hang the poison in the sun, a wineskin in a vintner's house. He will not die, nor shall we die. His path is far. He whom bay horses bear has turned you to sweet honey. This little bird, so very small, has swallowed all your poison up. She will not die, nor shall we die. His path is far. He whom bay horses bear has turned you to sweet honey. The 3 times 7 bright sparks of fire have swallowed up the poison's strength. They will not die, nor shall we die. His path is far. He whom bay horses bear has turned you to sweet honey. Of 90 rivers, the names of all I have secured. His path is far. He whom bay horses bear has turned you to sweet honey. So have the peahens 3 times 7, so have the maiden sisters 7, carried your venom far away, as girls bear water in their jars. The poison insect is so small, I crush the creature with a stone. I turn the poison hence away, depart to distant lands. Forth issuing from the mountain side, the poison insect spoke and said, Scorpion, thy venom is but weak. Book 2, Hymn 1, Agni. Thou, Agni, shining in your glory through the days, are brought to life from out the waters, from the stone. From out the forest trees and herbs that grow on ground, you, sovereign lord of men, are generated pure. Yours is the herald's task and cleansers duly timed. Leader are you, and kindler for the pious man. You are director, you the ministering priest. You are the Brahman, lord and master in our home. Hero of heroes, Agni, you are Indra, you are Vishnu of the mighty stride, adorable. Thou, Brahmanaspati, the Brahman finding wealth. You, O sustainer, with your wisdom tend us. Agni, you are King Varuna, whose laws stand fast. As Mitra, wonder worker, you must be implored. Aryaman, hero's lord are you, enriching all, and liberal Amsa in the synod, O you god. You give strength as Tvashtar to the worshipper. You, wielding Mitra's power, have kinship with the dames. Thou, urging your fleet coursers, give noble steeds, a host of heroes are you with great store of wealth. Rudra are you, the Asura of mighty heaven. You are the Marut's host, you are the lord of food, you go with red winds, bliss have you in your home, as Pushan, you thyself protect worshippers. Giver of wealth are you to him who honors you. You are God Savitar, granter of precious things. As Bhaga, lord of men, you rule over wealth, and guard in his house him who has served you well. To you, the people's lord within the house, the folk press forward to their king most graciously inclined. Lord of the lovely look, all things belong to you. 10, 100, yea, 1,000 are outweighed by you, Agni. Men seek you as a father with their prayers. Win you, bright-formed, to brotherhood with holy act. You are a son to him who duly worships you, and as a trusty friend you guard from attack. A Ribhu are you, Agni. Near to be adored you are, the sovereign lord of foodful spoil and wealth. You shine brightly forth, you burn to bestow, pervading sacrifice, you lend us your help. You, God, are Aditi to him who offers gifts, you, Hotra, Bharati are strengthened by the song. You are the 100-wintered Ila to give strength, lord of wealth, Vritraslayer and Saraswati. You, Agni, cherished well, our highest vital power. In your delightful hue are glories visible. You are the lofty might that furthers each design. You are wealth manifold, diffused on every side. You, Agni, have the Adityas taken as their mouth. The bright ones have made you, O sage, to be their tongue. They who love offerings cling to you at solemn rites. By you the gods devour the duly offered food. By you, O Agni, all the immortal, guileless gods eat with your mouth the oblation that is offered them. By you do mortal men give sweetness to their drink. Bright are you born, the embryo of the plants of earth. With these you are united, Agni, yea, you, God of noble birth, surpass them in majesty, which, through the power of good, here spreads abroad from you, diffused through both the worlds, throughout the earth and heaven. The princely worshippers who send to those who sing your praise, O Agni, guerdon graced with kine and steeds, lead you both these and us forward to higher bliss. With brave men in the assembly, may we speak aloud. Hymn 2. Agni. With sacrifice exalt Agni who knows all life. Worship him with oblation and the song of praise. Well kindled, nobly fed, heaven's lord, celestial priest who labors at the pole where deeds of might are done. At night and morning, Agni, have they called to you, like milk kine in their stalls, lowing to meet their young. As messenger of heaven, you lighten all night long the families of men, you lord of precious boons. Him have the gods established at the region's base, doer of wondrous deeds, herald of heaven and earth. Like a most famous chariot, Agni the purely bright, like Mitra to be glorified among the folk. Him have they set in his own dwelling, in the vault, like the moon waxing, fulgent in the realm of air. Bird of the firmament, observant with his eyes, guard of the place as 'twere looking to gods and men. May he as priest encompass all the sacrifice, men throng to him with offerings and with hymns of praise. Raging with jaws of gold among the growing plants, like heaven with all the stars, he quickens earth and sky. Such as you are, brilliantly kindled for our weal, a liberal giver, send us riches in your shine. For our advantage, Agni, God, bring heaven and earth hither that they may taste oblation brought by man. Agni, give us great wealth. give riches thousandfold, unclose to us, like doors, strength that shall bring renown. Make heaven and earth propitious through the power of prayer, and like the sky's bright sheen, let mornings beam on us. Enkindled night by night at every morning's dawn, may he shine forth with red flame like the realm of light. Agni adored in beauteous rites with lords of men, fair guest of living man and king of all our folk. Song chanted by us men, O Agni, ancient one, has swelled to the deathless gods in lofty heaven. A milk cow yielding to the singer in rites wealth manifold, in hundreds, even as he wills. Agni, may we show forth our valor with the steed or with the power of prayer beyond all other men. And over the five races, let our glory shine high like the realm of light and unsurpassable. Such conqueror, be to us, be worthy of our praise, you for whom princes nobly born exert themselves. Whose sacrifice the strong seek, Agni, when it shines for never-failing offspring in your own abode. Knower of all that lives, O Agni, may we both, singers of praise and chiefs, be in your keeping still. Help us to wealth exceeding good and glorious, abundant, rich in children and their progeny. The princely worshippers who send to those who sing your praise, O Agni, guerdon graced with kine and steeds. Lead you both these and us forward to higher bliss. With brave men in the assembly, may we speak aloud. Hymn 3. Apris. Agni is set upon the earth well kindled. He stands in the presence of all beings, wise, ancient, God, the priest and purifier. Let Agni serve the gods, for he is worthy. May Narashansa, lighting up the chambers, bright in his majesty through threefold heaven, steeping the gift with ghee-diffusing purpose, bedew the gods at chiefest time of worship. Adored in heart, as is your right, O Agni, serve the gods first today before the mortal. Bring you the Marut host. You men do worship to Indra, seated on the grass, eternal. O grass divine, increasing, rich in heroes, strewn for wealth's sake, well laid upon this altar, on this bedewed with ghee, sit you, O Vasus, sit all you gods, you holy, you Adityas. Wide be the doors, the goddesses, thrown open, easy to pass, invoked through adorations. Let them unfold, expansive, everlasting, that sanctify the class famed, rich in heroes. Good work for us, the glorious night and morning, like female weavers, waxen from aforetime. Yielders of rich milk, interweave in concert the long-extended thread, the web of worship. Let the two heavenly heralds, first, most wise, most fair, present oblation duly with the sacred verse, worshipping God at ordered seasons, decking them at three high places at the center of the earth. Saraswati, who perfects our devotion, Ila divine, Bharati all-surpassing, three goddesses, with power inherent, seated, protect this holy grass, our flawless refuge. Born is the pious hero, swift of hearing, like gold in hue, well-formed and full of vigor. May Tvashtar lengthen our line and kindred, and may they reach the place which gods inhabit. Vanaspati shall stand anear and start us, and Agni with his arts prepare oblation. Let the skilled heavenly immolator forward to the gods the offering thrice anointed. Ghee has been mixed. Ghee, is his habitation. In Ghi he rests. Ghi is his proper province. Come, as your wont is. O you steer, rejoice you. Bear off the oblation duly consecrated. Hymn 4. Agni. For you I call the glorious refulgent Agni, the guest of men, rich in oblations, whom all must strive to win even as a lover, God among godly people, Jatavedas. Brighus, who served him in the home of waters, set him of old in houses of the living. Over all worlds let Agni be the sovereign, the messenger of gods with rapid coursers. Among the tribes of men the gods placed Agni as a dear friend when they would dwell among them. Against the longing nights may he shine brightly, and show the offerer in the house his vigour. Sweet is his growth as of one's own possessions. His look when rushing about to burn is lovely. He darts his tongue forth like a harnessed courser who shakes his flowing tail among the bushes. Since they who honour me have praised my greatness, he gave, as 'twere, his hue to those who love him. Known is he by his bright, delightful splendour, and waxing old renews his youth for ever. Like one athirst, he lights up the forests. Like water down the chariot ways he roars. On his black path he shines in burning beauty, marked as it were the heaven that smiles through vapour. Around, consuming the broad earth, he wanders, free roaming like an ox without a herdsman. Agni refulgent, burning up the bushes with blackened lines as though the earth he seasoned. In remembrance of your ancient favour, have sung my hymn in this our third assembly. O Agni, give us wealth with store of heroes and mighty strength in food and noble offspring. May the Grit Samadhas, serving in secret through you, O Agni, overcome their neighbours. Rich in good heroes and subduing foemen, that vital power give you to chiefs and singers. Hymn 5. Agni. Herald and teacher was he born, a guardian for our patron's help, earner by rights of noble wealth. That strong one may we grasp and guide, in whom, leader of sacrifice, the seven reins far extended meet, who furthers manlike, eighth in place, as cleanser, all the work divine. When swift he follows this behest, bird-like he chants the holy prayers. He holds all knowledge in his grasp, even as the rim rounds the wheel. Together with pure mental power, pure as director, was he born. Skilled in his own unchanging laws, he waxes like the growing boughs. Clothing them in his hues, like kine of him, the leader wait on him. Is he not better than the three, the sisters, who have come to us? When, laden with the holy oil, the sister by the mother stands, the priest delights in their approach, as corn at coming of the rain. For his support let him perform as ministrant his priestly task. Yea, song of praise and sacrifice we have bestowed, let us obtain. That so this man well skilled may pay worship to all the holy ones, and Agni, this our sacrifice which we have here prepared to you. Hymn 6. Agni. Agni, accept this flaming brand, this waiting with my prayer on you. Hear graciously these songs of praise. With this hymn let us honour you, seeker of horses, son of strength, with this fair hymn you nobly born. As such, lover of song, with songs, wealth-lover, giver of our wealth, with reverence let us worship you. Be you for us a liberal prince, giver and lord of precious things, drive those who hate us far away. Such as you are, give rain from heaven, give strength which no man may resist, give food exceeding plentiful. To him who lords you, craving help, most youthful envoy, through our song, most holy herald, come you nigh. Between both races, Agni, sage, well-skilled, you pass to and fro, as envoy friendly to mankind. Befriend us, you as knowing all. Sage, duly worship you the gods, and seat you on this sacred grass. Hymn 7. Agni. Vasu, you most youthful god, Bharata, Agni, bring us wealth, excellent, splendid, much desired. Let no malignity prevail against us, either gods or man's, save us from this and enmity. So through your favour may we force through all our enemies away, as 'twere through streaming water floods. You, purifier Agni, high shine forth, bright, adorable, when worshipped with the sacred oil. Ours are you, Agni, Bharata, honoured by us with barren cows, with bullocks, and with kine in calf. Wood-fed, bedewed with sacred oil, ancient invoker, excellent, the son of strength, the wonderful. Hymn 8. Agni. Now praise as one who strives for strength the harnessing of Agni's chariot, the liberal, most splendid one, who, guiding worshippers aright, withers, untouched by age, the foe, when worshipped fair to look upon, who, for his glory, is extolled at eve and morning in our homes, whose statute is inviolate, who shines refulgent like the sun, with brilliance and with fiery flame, decked with imperishable sheen. Him Atri, Agni, have our songs strengthened according to his sway. All glories has he made his own. May we with Agni's, Indra's help, with Soma's, yea, of all the gods, uninjured, dwell together still, and conquer those who fight with us. Hymn 9. Agni. Accustomed to the herald's place, the herald has seated him, bright, splendid, passing mighty, whose foresight keeps the law from violation, excellent, pure-tongued, bringing thousands, Agni. Envoy are you, protector from the foeman. Strong God, you lead us to higher blessings. Refulgent, be an ever-heedful keeper, Agni, for us and for our seed offspring. May we adore you in your loftiest birthplace and, with our praises, in your lowest station. The place whence you issued forth, I worship. To you well-kindled have they paid oblations, Agni. Best priest, pay worship with oblation. Quickly commend the gift to be presented. For you are lord of gathered wealth and treasure. Of the bright song of praise, you are inventor. The twofold opulence, O wonder worker, of you newborn each day never decreases. Enrich with food the man who lords you, Agni. Make him the lord of wealth with noble offspring. May he, benevolent with this fair aspect, best sacrificer, bring the gods to bless us. Sure guardian, our protector from the foemen, shine, Agni, with your affluence and splendor. Hymn 10. Agni. Agni, first loudly calling like a father, kindled by man upon the seat of worship, clothed in his glory, deathless, keen of insight, must be adorned by all, the strong, the famous. May Agni the resplendent hear my calling through all my songs, immortal, keen of insight. Dark steeds or ruddy draw his chariot, or carried in sundry ways, he makes them red of color. On wood supine they got the well-formed infant. A germ in various fashioned plants was Agni, and in the night, not compassed round by darkness, he dwells exceeding wise with rays of splendor. With ghee and sacred gifts I sprinkle Agni, who makes his home in front of all things living. Broad, vast, through vital power over all expanded, conspicuous, strong with all the food that feeds him. I pour to him who looks in all directions, may he accept it with a friendly spirit. Agni, with bridegroom's grace and lovely color, may not be touched when all his form is fury. By choice victorious, recognize your portion. With you for envoy, may we speak like Manu. Obtaining wealth, I call on perfect Agni, who with an eloquent tongue dispenses sweetness. Hymn 11. Indra. Hear you my call, O Indra. Be not heedless. Yours may we be for you to give us treasures. For these presented viands, seeking riches, increase your strength like streams of flowing water. Floods great and many, compassed by the dragon, you bade swell and set free, O hero. Strengthened by songs of praise, you rented piecemeal the dasa, him who deemed himself immortal. For, hero, in the lords wherein you delight, in hymns of praise, O Indra, songs of Rudras, these streams in which is your delight approach you, even as the brilliant ones draw near to Vayu. We who add strength to your own splendid vigor, laying within your arms the splendid thunder, with us may you, O Indra, waxen splendid, with Surya overcome the Dasa races. Hero, you slew in your valor Ahi, concealed in depths, mysterious, great enchanter, dwelling enveloped deep within the waters, him who checked heaven and stayed the floods from flowing. Indra, we laud your great deeds wrought aforetime. We praise your exploits later of achievement. We laud the bolt that in your arms lies eager. We praise your two bay steeds, heralds of Surya. Indra, your bay steeds showing forth their vigor have sent a loud cry out that dripped with ghee. The earth has spread herself in all her fullness. The cloud that was about to move has rested. Down, never ceasing, has the rain cloud settled. Bellowing, it has wandered with the mothers. Swelling the roar in the far distant limits, they have spread wide the blast sent forth by Indra. Indra has hurled down the magician Vritra, who lay beleaguering the mighty river. Then both the heaven and earth trembled in terror at the strong hero's thunder when he bellowed. Loud roared the mighty hero's bolt of thunder when he, the friend of man, burnt up the monster, and, having drunk his fill of flowing soma, baffled the guileful Danava's devices. Drink you, O hero Indra, drink the soma. Let the joy-giving juices make you joyful. They, filling both your flanks, shall swell your vigor, The juice that satisfies has helped Indra. Singers have we become with you, O Indra. May we serve duly and prepare devotion. Seeking your help, we meditate your praises. May we at once enjoy your gift of riches. May we be yours, such by your help, O Indra, as swell your vigor while they seek your favor. Give us, you God, the riches that we long for, most powerful, with stare of noble children. Give us a friend. Give us an habitation, Indra. Give us the company of Maruts, and those whose minds accord with theirs, the Vayus, who drink the first libation of the Soma. Let those enjoy in whom you are delighted, Indra. Drink your Soma for strength and gladness. You have exalted us to heaven, Preserver, in battles through the lofty hymns that praise you. Great, truly, are they, O you Protector, who by their songs of praise have won the blessing. They whose true sacred grass to be your dwelling, helped by you, have got them strength, O Indra. Upon the great Trikadruka days, Hero, rejoicing you, O Indra, drink the Soma. Come with bay steeds to drink of libation, shaking the drops from out your beard, contented. Hero, assume the might wherewith you split Vritra piecemeal, the Danava or Navabha. You have disclosed the light to light the Arya. On your left hand, O Indra, sank the Dasyu. May we gain wealth, subduing with your succor and with the Arya all our foes, the Dasyus. Our gain was that to Trita of our party you gave up Tvashtar's son, Vishwarupa. He cast down Arbuda when his vigor was strengthened by libations poured by Trita. Indra sent forth his whirling wheel like Surya and, aided by the Angirases, rent Vala. Now let that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, yield in return a boon to him who lords you. Give to your praisers. Let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with brave men in the assembly. Hymn 12. Indra. He who, just born, chief god of lofty spirit by power and might became the god's protector, before whose breath through greatness of his valor the two worlds trembled, he, O men, is Indra. He who fixed fast and firm the earth that staggered and set at rest the agitated mountains, who measured out the air's wide middle region and gave the heaven support, he, men, is Indra. Who slew the dragon, freed the seven rivers, and drove the kine forth from the cave of Vala, begat the fire between two stones, the spoiler in warriors' battle, he, O men, is Indra. By whom this universe was made to tremble, who chased away the humbled brood of demons, who, like a gambler gathering his winnings, seized the foe's riches. He, O men, is Indra. Of whom the terrible they ask, where is he? Or truly they say of him, he is not. He sweeps away, like birds, the foe's possessions. Have faith in him, for he, O men, is Indra. Stirrer to action of the poor and lowly, of priest, of suppliant who sings his praises, who, fair-faced, favors him who presses Soma with stones made ready, he, O men, is Indra. He under whose supreme control are horses, all chariots and the villages and cattle, he who gave being to the sun and morning, who leads the waters, he, O men, is Indra. To whom two armies cry in close encounter, both enemies, the stronger and the weaker, whom two invoke upon one chariot mounted, each for himself, he, O you men, is Indra, without whose help our people never conquer, whom, battling, they invoke to give them succor, he of whom all this world is but the copy, who shakes things moveless, he, O men, is Indra. He who has smitten, ere they knew their danger, with his hurled weapon many grievous sinners, who pardons not his boldness, who provokes him, who slays the Dasyu, he, O men, is Indra. He who discovered in the 40th autumn Sambhar as he dwelt among the mountains, who slew the dragon putting forth his vigor, the demon lying there, he, men, is Indra. Who with 7 guiding reins, the bull, the mighty, set free the 7 great floods to flow at pleasure, who, thunder-armed, rent Rohina in pieces when scaling heaven, he, O you men, is Indra. Even the heaven and earth bow down before him, before his very breath the mountains tremble. Known as the Soma Drinker, armed with thunder, who wields the bolt, he, O you men, is Indra. Who aids with favor him who pours the Soma and him who brews it, sacrificer, singer, whom prayer exalts, and pouring forth of Soma and this our gift. He, O you men, is Indra. You truly are fierce and true, who send strength to the man who brews and pours libation. So may we evermore, your friends, O Indra, speak loudly to the synod with our heroes. Hymn 13. Indra. The season was the parent, and when born therefrom it entered rapidly the flood wherein it grows. Thence was it full of sap, streaming with milky juice. The milk of the plant's stalk is chief and meat for lords. They come trooping together, bearing milk to him, and bring him sustenance who gives support to all. The way is common for the downward streams to flow. You who did these things first are worthy of our lords. One priest announces what the institutor gives. One, altering the forms, zealously plies his task. The third corrects the imperfections left by each. You who did these things first are worthy of our lords. Dealing out food to their people, there they sit, like wealth to him who comes, more than the back can bear. Greedily with his teeth he eats the master's food. You who did these things first are worthy of our praise. You have created earth to look upon the sky. You, slaying Ahi, set free the river's paths. You, such a god, the gods have quickened with their lords, even as a steed with waters. Meet for our praise are you. You give increase. You deal to us our food. You milk from the moist the dry, the rich in sweets. You by the worshipper lay your precious store. You are sole lord of all. Meet for our praise are you. You who have spread abroad the streams by established law, and in the field the plants that blossom and bear seed. You who have made the matchless lightnings of the sky, vast compassing vast realms, meet for our praise are you. Who brought Narmara with all his wealth, for sake of food, to slay him that the fiends might be destroyed, brought the face unclouded of the strengthening one, performing much even now. Worthy are you of praise. You bound up the Dasa's 100 friends and 10, when, at once hearing, you helped your worshipper. You for Dabhiti bound Dasyus not with cords. You were a mighty help, worthy of praise are you. All banks of rivers yielded to his manly might. To him they gave, to him the strong gave up their wealth. The six directions have you fixed, a fivefold view. Your victories reached afar. Worthy of praise are you. Meet for high praise, O hero, is your power, that with your single wisdom you obtain wealth, the life support of conquering Jatushira. Indra, for all your deeds, worthy of praise are you. You for Turviti heldest still the flowing floods, the river stream for Vaya easily to pass. Didst raise the outcast from the depths and gave fame to the halt and blind, worthy of praise are you. Prepare thyself to grant us that great bounty, O Vasu, for abundant is your treasure. Snatch up the wonderful, O Indra, daily. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 14. Indra. Ministers, bring the soma juice for Indra. Pour forth the gladdening liquor with the beakers. To drink of this the hero longs ever, offer it to the bull, for this he will. You ministers, to him who with the lightning smote like a tree the rain-holding Vritra, bring it to him, him who wants to taste it. Draught of this which Indra here deserves. You ministers, to him who smoke Dribhika, who drove the kind forth and discovered Vala, offer this draught, like Vita in the region. Clothe him with Soma even as steeds with trappings, him who did Urna to death. Advaryus, though showing arms 99 in number, who cast down headlong Arbuta and slew him, speed you that Indra to our offered Soma. You ministers, to him who struck down Svasna and did to death Vyansa and greedy Shushna, and Rudhikras and Namuchi and Pipru, to him, to Indra, pour you forth libation. You ministers, to him who as with thunder demolished Sambhara's 100 ancient castles, who cast down Varchin's sons 100,000, to him, to Indra, offer you the Soma. You ministers, to him who slew 100,000 and cast them down upon earth's bosom, who quelled the valiant men of Atithigva, Kutsa, and Ayu, bring to him the Soma. Ministers, men, whatever thing you long for, obtain you quickly, bringing gifts to Indra. Bring to the glorious one what bands have cleansed. To Indra bring, you pious ones, the Soma. Do you, O ministers, obey his order, that purified in wood uplift you. Well pleased, he longs for what your hands have tended. Offer the gladdening Soma juice to Indra. As the cow's udder teems with milk, Advaryus, so fill with Soma Indra, liberal giver. I know him. I am sure of this. The holy knows that I would give to him more largely, him, ministers, the lord of heavenly treasure and all terrestrial wealth that earth possesses, him, Indra, fill with Soma as a garner is filled with barley full. Be this your labor. Prepare thyself to grant us that great booty, O Vasu, for abundant is your treasure. Gather up wondrous wealth, O Indra, daily. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 15. Indra. Now truly will I declare the exploits, mighty and true, of him the true and mighty. In the Trikadrukas, he drank the Soma. Then in its rapture, Indra slew the dragon. High heaven, unsupported in space, he established. He filled the two worlds and the air's mid-region. Earth he upheld and gave it wide expansion. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. From front, as 'twere a house, he ruled and measured, pierced with his bolt the fountains of the rivers, and made them flow at ease by paths far-reaching. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. Compassing those who bore away the Bhiti, in kindled fire he burnt up all their weapons, and made him rich with kine and chariots and horses. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. The mighty roaring flood he stayed from flowing, and carried those who swam not safely over. They, having crossed the stream, attained to riches. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. With mighty power he made the stream flow upward, crushed with his thunderbolt the chariot of Ushas, rending her slow steeds with his rapid coursers. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. Knowing the place wherein the maids were hiding, the outcast showed himself and stood before them. The cripple stood erect. The blind beheld them. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. Praised by the Angirases, he slaughtered Vala and burst apart the bulwarks of the mountain. He tore away their deftly built defences. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. You, with sleep-whelming Chumuri and Dhuni, slew the Dasyu, kept safe the Bhiti. There the staff-bearer found the golden treasure. These things did Indra in the Soma's rapture. Now let that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, yield in return a boon to him who praises you. Give to your praisers. Let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with brave men in assembly. Hymn 16. Indra. To him, your own, the best among the good, I bring eulogy, like oblation in the kindled fire. We invocate for help Indra, untouched by time, who makes all decay, strengthened for ever young, without whom naught exists. Indra, the lofty one, in whom alone all powers heroic are combined. The Soma is within him, in his frame vast strength, the thunder in his hand and wisdom in his head. Not by both worlds is your own power to be surpassed, nor may your chariot be stayed by mountains or by seas. None comes near, O Indra, to your thunderbolt, when with swift steeds you fly over many a league. For all men bring their will to him the resolute, to him the holy one, to him the strong they cleave. They worship with oblation, strong and passing wise. Drink you the Soma, Indra, through the mighty blaze. The vessel of the strong flows forth, the flood of honey, to the strong who feeds upon the strong for drink. Strong are the two Advaryus, strong are both the stones. They press the Soma that is strong for him, the strong. Strong is your thunderbolt, yea, and your chariot is strong. Strong are your bay steeds and your weapons powerful. Thou, Indra, bull, are lord of the strong gladdening drink. With the strong Soma, Indra, satisfy thyself. I, bold by prayer, come near you in your sacred rites. You like a saving ship, you shouting in the war. Truly he will hear and mark this word of ours. We will pour Indra forth as 'twere a spring of wealth. Turn you to us ere calamity come nigh, as a cow full of pasture turns her to her calf. Lord of 100 powers, may we once firmly cling to your fair favours, even as husbands to their wives. Now let that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, yield in return a boon to him who praises you. Give to your praisers, let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 17. Indra. Like the Angiresses, sing this new song forth to him, for, as in ancient days, his mighty powers are shown. When in the rapture of the Soma he enclosed with strength the solid firm shut stables of the kine. Let him be even that god who, for the earliest draught measuring out his power, increased his majesty. Hero who fortified his body in the wars, and through his greatness set the heaven upon his head. You did perform your first great deed of hero might when you showed power through prayer before this folk. Hurled down by you, the chariot-born lord of tawny steeds, the congregated swift ones fled in sundry ways. He made himself by might lord of all living things, and strong in vital power waxed great above them all. He, born on high, overspread with light the heaven and earth, and, sewing up the turbid darkness, closed it in. He, with his might, made firm the forward-bending hills, the downward rushing of the waters he ordained. Fast he upheld the earth that nourishes all life, and stayed the heaven from falling by his wondrous skill. Fit for the grasping of his arms is what the Father has fabricated from all kind of precious wealth. The thunderbolt, wherewith, loud roaring, he smote down, and striking him to death, laid privy on the earth. As she who in her parents' house is growing old, I pray to you as Bhaga from the seat of all. Grant knowledge, mete it out, and bring it to us here. Give us the share wherewith you make people glad. May we invoke you as a liberal giver, you give us, O Indra, strength and labours. Help us with manifold assistance, Indra. Mighty one, Indra, make us yet more wealthy. Now may that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, give in return a boon to him who lords you. Give to your praisers. Let not fortune fail us, loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 18. Indra. The rich new chariot has been equipped at morning. 4 yokes it has, 3 whips, 7 reins to guide it. 10-sided, friendly to mankind, light winner that must be urged to speed with prayers and wishes. This is prepared for him the first, the second, and the third time. He is man's priest and herald. Others get offspring of another parent, he goeth, as a noble bull, with others. To Indra's chariot the bay steeds have I harnessed, that new well-spoken words may bring him hither. Here let not other worshippers detain you, for among us are many holy singers. Indra, come hitherward with 2 bay coursers. Come you with 4, with 6, when invocated. Come you with 8, with 10, to drink the soma. Here is the juice, brave warrior, do not scorn it. O Indra, come you hither, having harnessed your chariot with 20, 30, 40 horses. Come you with 50 well-trained coursers, Indra, 60 or 70, to drink the soma. come to us hitherward, O Indra, carried by 80, 90, or 100 horses. This Soma juice among the Sunahotras has been poured out in love to glad you, Indra. To this my prayer, O Indra, come you hither. Bind to your chariot's pole all your 2 bay coursers. You are to be invoked in many places, hero. Rejoice thyself in this libation. Never be my love from Indra disunited. Still may his liberal milk cow yield us treasure. So may we, under his supreme protection, safe in his arms, succeed in each forthgoing. Now may that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, give in return a boon to him who lords you. Give to your praisers, let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 19. Indra. Draughts of this sweet juice have been drunk for rapture, of the wise Soma pressers offered dainty, wherein, grown mighty in the days aforetime, Indra has found delight, and men who worship. Cheered by this honey, Indra, whose hand wields thunder, rent piecemeal Ahi, who barred up the waters, so that the quickening currents of the rivers flowed forth like birds to their resting places. Indra, this mighty one, the dragon's slayer, sent forth the flood of waters to the ocean. He gave the sun his life, he found the cattle, and with the night the works of days completed. To him who worships has Indra given many and matchless gifts. He slays Vritra. Straight was he to be sought with supplications by men who struggled to obtain the sunlight. To him who poured him gifts, he gave up Surya, Indra, the god, the mighty, to the mortal. For Etasa, with worship, brought him riches that keep distress afar, as 'twere his portion. Once to the driver of his chariot, Kutsa, he gave up greedy Surya, plague of harvest. And Indra, for the sake of Devodasa, demolished Sambhara's 99 castles. So we have brought our hymn to you, O Indra, strengthening you and desirous ourselves for glory. May we with best endeavors gain this friendship, and may you bend the godless scorner's weapons. Thus the great Samadas for you, O hero, have wrought their hymn and task as seeking favor. May they who worship you afresh, O Indra, gain food and strength, bliss and a happy dwelling. Now may that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, give in return a boon to him who lords you. Give to your praisers, let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 20. Indra. As one brings forth his chariot when wishing for combat, so bring we power to you. Regard us, Indra, well skilled in song, thoughtful in spirit, seeking great bliss from one like you amid the heroes. Indra, you are our own with your protection, a guardian near to men who love you truly. Active are you, the liberal man's defender, his who draws near to you with right devotion. May Indra, called with solemn invocations, the young, the friend, be men's auspicious keeper. One who will further with his aid the singer, the toiler, praiser, dresser of oblations. With praise and song let me extol that Indra, in whom of old men prospered and were mighty. May he, implored, fulfill the prayer for plenty of him who worships, of the living mortal. He, Indra, whom the Angiras' praise delighted, strengthened their prayer and made their goings prosper. Stealing away the mornings with the sunlight, he, lauded, crushed even Asna's ancient powers. He truly, the God, the glorious Indra, has raised him up for man, best wonder-worker. He, self-reliant, mighty and triumphant, brought low the dear head of the wicked Dasa. Indra, the Vritra-slayer, fort-destroyer, scattered the Dasa hosts who dwelt in darkness. For men has he created earth and waters, and ever helped the prayer of him who worships. To him in might the gods have ever yielded, to Indra in the tumult of the battle. When in his arms they laid the bolt, he slaughtered the Dasyus and cast down their forts of iron. Now may that wealthy cow of yours, O Indra, give in return a boon to him who lords you. Give to your praisers, let not fortune fail us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 21. To him the Lord of all, the Lord of wealth, of light, him who is Lord for ever, Lord of men and tilt, him who is Lord of horses, Lord of kine, of floods, to Indra, to the holy bring sweet Soma juice. To him the potent one, who conquers and breaks down, the victor never vanquished, who disposes all, the mighty voiced, the rider, unassailable, to Indra ever conquering speak your reverent prayer. Still victor, loved by mortals, ruler over men, overthrower, warrior, he has waxen as he would. Host-gatherer, triumphant, honored mid the folk. Indra's heroic deeds will I tell forth to all. The strong who never yields, who slew the furious fiend, the deep, the vast, of wisdom unattainable, who speeds the good, the breaker down, the firm, the vast. Indra, whose rites bring joy, has made the light of dawn. By sacrifice, the yearning sages, sending forth their songs, found furtherance from him who speeds the flood. In Indra seeking help with worship and with him, they drew him to themselves and won them kine and wealth. Indra, bestow on us the best of treasures, the spirit of ability and fortune, increase of riches, safety of our bodies, charm of sweet speech, and days of pleasant weather. Hymn 22. Indra. At the Trikadrukas, the great and strong has drunk drink mixed with meal. With Vishnu, he has quaffed the poured-out Soma juice all that he would. That has so heightened him, the great, the wide, to do his mighty work. So may the God attain the God, true Indu Indra, who is true. So he, resplendent in the battle, overcame Krivi by might. He with his majesty has filled the earth and heaven and waxen strong. One share of the libation he has swallowed down, one share he left. So may the God attend the God, true Indu Indra, who is true. Brought forth together with wisdom and mighty power, you grew great, with hero deeds subduing the malevolent, most swift in act, giving prosperity and lovely wealth to him who praises you. So may the God attend the God, true Indu, Indra, who is true. This, Indra, was your hero deed, dancer, your first and ancient work, worthy to be told forth in heaven. What time you sent down life with a God's own power, freeing the floods. All that is godless may he conquer with his might, and, Lord of 100 powers, find for us strength and food. Hymn 23. Brahmanaspati. We call you Lord and Leader of the Heavenly Hosts, the Wise among the Wise, the Most Famous of All, the King Supreme of Prayers, O Brahmanaspati. Hear us with help, sit down in place of sacrifice. Brihaspati, God Immortal, truly the gods have gained from you, the Wise, a share in holy rites. As with great light the sun brings forth the rays of morn, so you alone are Father of all sacred prayer. When you have chased away revilers and the gloom, you mount the radiant chariot of sacrifice. The awful chariot, Brihaspati, that quells the foe, slays demons, cleaves the stall of kine, and finds the light. You lead with good guidance and preserve men. Distress overtakes not him who offers gifts to you. Him who hates prayer you punishest, Brihaspati, quelling his wrath. Herein is your great mightiness. No sorrow, no distress from any side, no foes, no creatures double-tongued have overcome the man. You drive all seductive fiends away from him whom, careful guard, you keep, Brahmanaspati. You are our keeper, Wise, preparer of our paths. We, for your service, sing to you with hymns of praise. Brihaspati, whoever lays a snare for us, him may his evil fate precipitate, destroy. Him too, who threatens us without offense of ours, the evil-minded, arrogant, rapacious man, him turn you from our path away, Brihaspati. Give us fair access to this banquet of the gods. You as protector of our bodies we invoke. You, Savior, as the comforter who loves us. Strike, O Brihaspati, the gods' revilers down, and let not the unrighteous come to highest bliss. Through you, kind prosperer, O Brahmanaspati, may we obtain the wealth of men which all desire. And all our enemies, who near or far away prevail against us, crush and leave them destitute. With you as our own rich and liberal ally, may we, Brihaspati, gain highest power of life. Let not the guileful wicked man be lord of us. Still may we prosper, singing goodly hymns of praise. Strong, never yielding, hastening to the battle cry, consumer of the foe, victorious in the strife. You are sin's true avenger, Brahmanaspati, who tames even the fierce, the wildly passionate. Whoso with mind ungodly seeks to do us harm, who, deeming him a man of might mid lords, would slay, let not his deadly blow reach us, Brihaspati. May we humiliate the strong ill-doer's wrath. The mover mid the spoil, the winner of all wealth, to be invoked in fight and reverently adored, Brihaspati has overthrown like chariots of war all wicked enemies who want to injure us. Burn up the demons with your fiercest flaming brand, those who have scorned you in your manifested might. Show forth that power that shall deserve the hymn of praise. Destroy the evil speakers, O Brihaspati. Brihaspati, that which the foe deserves not, which shines among the folk effectual, splendid, that, son of law, which is with might refulgent, that treasure wonderful, bestow you on us. Give us not up to those who, foes in ambuscade, are greedy for the wealth of him who sits at ease, who cherish in their heart abandonment of gods, Brihaspati, no further rest shall they obtain. For Tvashtar, he who knows each sacred song, brought you to life, preeminent over all the things that be. Guilt-scourger, guilt-avenger is Brihaspati, who slays the spoiler and upholds the mighty law. The mountain, for your glory, cleft itself apart when, Angiras, you opened the stall of kine. Thou, O Brihaspati, with Indra for ally, did hurl down water floods which gloom had compassed round. O Brahmanaspati, be you controller of this our hymn, and prosper you our children. All that the gods regard with love is blessed. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 24. Brahmanaspati. Be pleased with this our offering, you who are the Lord. We will adore you with this new and mighty song. As this your friend, our liberal patron, praises you, do you, Brihaspati, fulfill our heart's desire. He who with might bowed down the things that should be bowed, and in his fury rent the holds of Sambhar, who overthrew what shook not, Brahmanaspati, he made his way within the mountain stored with wealth. That was a great deed for the godliest of the gods. Strong things were loosened, and the firmly fixed gave way. He drove the kine forth, and cleft Vala through by prayer, dispelled the darkness, and displayed the light of heaven. The well with mouth of stone that poured a flood of honey, which Brahmanaspati has opened with his might. All they who see the light have drunk their fill thereat. Together they have made the watery fount flow forth. Ancient will be those creatures, whatsoe'er they be, with moons, with autumns, doors unclose themselves to you. Effortless they pass on to perfect this and that appointed works which Brahmanaspati ordained. They who with much endeavor, searching round, obtained the Pani's noblest treasure hidden in the cave, those sages, having marked the falsehoods, turned them back whence they had come, and sought again to enter in. The pious ones, when they had seen the falsehoods, turned them back. The sages stood again upon the lofty ways. Cast down with both their arms upon the rock, they left the kindled fire, and said, no enemy is he. With his swift bow, strung truly, Brahmanaspati reaches the mark, whate'er it be that he desires. Excellent are the arrows wherewithal he shoots, keen-eyed to look on men, and springing from his ear. He brings together, and he parts. The great high priest, extolled is he in battle, Brahmanaspati. When, gracious for the hymn, he brings forth food and wealth, the glowing sun, untroubled, sends forth fervent heat. First and preeminent, excelling all besides, are the kind gifts of liberal Brihaspati. These are the boons of him, the strong who should be loved, whereby both classes and the people have delight. You who in every way supreme in earthly power, rejoicing by your mighty strength, have waxen great. He is the God spread forth in breadth against the gods. He, Brahmanaspati, encompasses this all. From you, twain Maghavans, all truth proceeds. Even the waters break not your commandment. Come to us, Brahmanaspati and Indra, to our oblation like yoked steeds to fodder. The sacrificial flames most swiftly hear the call. The priest of the assembly gains wealth for hymns. Hating the stern, remitting at his will the debt, strong in the shock of fight is Brahmanaspati. The wrath of Brahmanaspati, according to his will, had full effect when he would do a mighty deed. The kine he drove forth and distributed to heaven, even as a copious flood with strength flows sundry ways. O Brahmanaspati, may we be evermore masters of wealth well guided, full of vital strength. Heroes on heroes send abundantly to us when you, omnipotent, through prayer, seek my call. O Brahmanaspati, be you the controller of this our hymn, and prosper you our children. All that the gods regard with love is blessed. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 25. Brahmanaspati. He lighting up the flame shall conquer enemies. Strong shall he be who offers prayer and brings his gift. He with his seed spreads forth beyond another's seed, whomever Brahmanaspati takes for his friend. With heroes he shall overcome his hero foes, and spread his wealth by kind made wise by himself is be. His children and his children's children grow in strength, whomever Brahmanaspati takes for his friend. He, mighty like a raving river's billowy flood, as a bull conquers oxen, overcomes with strength. Like Agni's blazing rush, he may not be restrained, whomever Brahmanaspati takes for his friend. For him the floods of heaven flow, never failing down. First with the heroes, he goes forth to war for kine. He slays in unabated vigor with great might, whomever Brahmanaspati takes for his friend. All roaring rivers pour their waters down on him, and many a flawless shelter has been granted him. Blessed with the happiness of gods, he prospers well, whomever Brahmanaspati takes for his friend. Hymn 26. Brahmanaspati. The righteous singer shall overcome his enemies, and he who serves the gods subdue the godless man. The zealous man shall vanquish the invincible. The worshipper share the food of him who worships not. Worship, you hero, chase the arrogant afar. Put on auspicious courage for the fight with foes. Prepare oblation so that you may have success. We crave the favoring help of Brahmanaspati. He with his folk, his house, his family, his sons, gains booty for himself and, with the heroes, wealth, who with oblation and a true believing heart serves Brahmanaspati, the father of the gods. Whoso has honored him with offerings rich in oil, him Brahmanaspati leads forward on his way, saves him from sorrow, frees him from his enemy, and is his wonderful deliverer from woe. Hymn 27. Adityas. These hymns that drip ghee, with the ladle I ever offer to the kings Adityas. May Mitra, Aryaman and Bhaga hear us, the mighty Varuna, Daksha and Ansa. With one accord may Aryaman and Mitra and Varuna this day accept this praise song. Adityas bright and pure as streams of water, free from all guile and falsehood, blameless, perfect. These gods, Adityas, vast, profound and faithful, with many eyes, prepared to deceive the wicked. Looking within, behold, the good and evil near to the kings is even the thing most distant. Upholding that which moves and that which moves not, Adityas, gods, protectors of all being, provident, guarding well the world of spirits, true to dharma, the debt extractors. May I, Adityas, share this your favor which, Aryaman, brings profit even in danger. Under your guidance, Varuna and Mitra, round troubles may I pass like rugged places. Smooth is your path, O Aryaman and Mitra, excellent is it, Varuna and thornless. Thereon, Adityas, send us down your blessing. Grant us a shelter hard to be demolished. Mother of kings, may Aditi transport us by fair paths, Aryaman, beyond all hatred. May we, uninjured, joined by many heroes, win Varuna's and Mitra's high protection. With their support, they stay three earths, three heavens, three are their functions in the gods' assembly. Mighty through Dharma, Aditya's, is your greatness. Fair is it, Aryaman, Varuna and Mitra. Golden and splendid, pure like streams of water, they hold aloft the three bright heavenly regions. Ne'er do they slumber, never close their eyelids, faithful, far ruling for the righteous mortal. You over all, O Varuna, are sovereign, be they gods, Asura, or be they mortals. Grant to us to see 100 autumns, ours be the blessed long lives of our forefathers. Neither the right nor left do I distinguish, neither the caste nor yet the west, Aditya's. Simple and guided by your wisdom, Vasus, may I attain the light that brings no danger. He who bears gifts to the kings, true leaders, he whom their everlasting blessings prosper, moves with his chariot first in rank and wealthy, munificent and lauded in assemblies. Pure, faithful, very strong, with heroes round him, he dwells beside the waters rich with pasture. None slays, from near at hand or from a distance, him who is under the Aditya's guidance. Aditi, Mitra Varuna, forgive us, however we have erred and sinned against you. May I obtain the broad light free from peril, O Indra. Let not during darkness seize us, for him the twain united pour their fullness. The rain from heaven, he thrives most highly favored. He goes to war mastering both the mansions. To him both portions of the world are gracious. Your guiles, you holy ones, to quell oppressors, your snares spread out against the foe, Aditya's. May I, chariot-born, pass like a skilful horseman. Uninjured may we dwell in spacious shelter. May I not live, O Varuna, to witness my wealthy, liberal, dear friend's destitution. King, may you never lack well-ordered riches. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 28. Varuna. This lord of the self-radiant wise Aditya shall be supreme over all that is in greatness. Beg renown of Varuna the mighty, the god exceeding kind to him who worships. Having extolled you, Varuna, with thoughtful care may we have high fortune in your service. Singing your praises like the fires at coming, day after day of mornings rich in cattle. May we be in your keeping, O you, leader wide-ruling Varuna, lord of many heroes. O sons of Aditi, forever faithful, pardon us, gods, admit us to your friendship. He made them flow, the Aditya, the sustainer, the rivers run by Varuna's commandment. These feel no weariness, nor cease from flowing. Swift have they flown, like birds in air around us. Loose me from sin as from a bond that binds me. May we swell, Varuna, your spring of order. Let not my thread, while I weave song, be severed, nor my works some before the time be shattered. Far from me, Varuna, remove all danger, accept me graciously, you holy sovereign. cast off like cords that hold a calf, my troubles. I am not even mine eyelids, Lord, without you. Strike us not, Varuna, with those dread weapons which, Asura, at your bidding, wound the sinner. Let us not pass away from light to exile, scatter that we may live the men who hate us. O mighty Varuna, now and hereafter, even as of old, will we speak forth our worship. For in thyself, invincible God, your statutes never to be moved are fixed as on a mountain. Move far from me what sins I have committed. Let me not suffer, King, for guilt of others. Full many a morn remains to dawn upon us. In these, O Varuna, while we live, direct us. O King, whoever, be he friend or kinsman, has threatened me affrighted in my slumber, if any wolf or robber wants to harm us, therefrom, O Varuna, give you us protection. May I not live, O Varuna, to witness my wealthy, liberal dear friend's destitution. King, may I never lack well-ordered riches. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 29. Vishvadevas. Upholders of Dharma, you strong Adityas, remove my sin like her who bears in secret. You, Varuna, Mitra, and all gods who listen, I call to help me, I who know your goodness. You, gods, are providence, and you are power. Remove you utterly all those who hate us. As givers of good things deal with us kindly, this day be gracious to us and hereafter. What service may we do you with our future? What service, Vasus, with our ancient friendship? O Aditi and Varuna and Mitra, Indra and Maruts, make us well and happy. You, O you gods, are truly our kinsmen. As such, be kind to me who now implore you. Let not your chariot come slowly to our worship. Of kinsmen such as you, never let us weary. I singly have sinned many a sin against you, and you chastised me as a father the gambler. Far be your nets, far, gods, be mine offences. Seize me not like a bird upon her offspring. Turn yourselves hitherward this day, you holy, that fearing in my heart I may approach you. Protect us, God, let not the wolf destroy us. Save us, you holy, from the pit and falling. May I not live, O Varuna, to witness my wealthy, liberal, dear friend's destitution. King, may I never lack well-ordered riches. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 30. Indra and Others. The streams unceasing flow to Indra, slayer of Ahi, Savitar, God, Dharma's fulfiller. Day after day goes on the sheen of waters. When has passed since they were first set flowing? His mother, for she knew, spake and proclaimed him who was about to cast his bolt at Vritra. Cutting their paths according to his pleasure, day after day flow to their goal the rivers. Aloft he stood over the airy region, and against Vritra shot his deadly missile. Enveloped in a cloud, he rushed upon him. Indra subdued the foe with sharpened weapons. As with a bolt, Brihaspati, fiercely flaming, pierce you Vrikadvaras, the Asuras, heroes. Even as in time of old with might you slew, so slay even now our enemy, O Indra. Cast down from heaven on high your bolt of thunder, wherewith in joy you smite dead the foeman. For gain of children, make us yours, O Indra, of many children's children and of cattle. Whomso you love, his power you aid and strengthen. You twain are the rich worshipper's advancers. Graciously favor us, Indra and Soma. Give us firm standing in this time of danger. Let it not vex me, tire me, make me slothful. And never let us say, press not the Soma. For him who cares for me, gives gifts, supports me, who comes with kind to me, who pour libations. Saraswati, protect us. With the Maruts allied to you, boldly conquer our foemen. While Indra does to death the daring chief of Sandika's exulting in his prowess. Him who waylays, yea, him who would destroy us, aim at him. Pierce him with your sharpened weapon. Brihaspati, with arms you slay foemen, O king. Give up the spoiler to destruction. Perform, O hero, with our valiant heroes, the deeds heroic which you have to finish. Long have they been inflated with presumption. Slay them, and bring us hither their possessions. I, craving joy, address with hymn and homage your heavenly host, the company of Maruts, that we may gain wealth with full store of heroes, each day more famous, and with troops of children. Hymn 31. Vishvadevas. Help, Varuna and Mitra, O you twain allied with Vasus, Rudras, and Adityas, help our chariot, that, as the wild birds of the forest from their home, our horses may fly forth, glad, eager for renown. Yea, now, you gods of one accord, speed on our chariot, when among the folk it seeks an act of might, when, hastening through the region with the stamp of hoofs, our swift steeds trample on the ridges of the earth. Or may our Indra here, the friend of all mankind, coming from heaven, most wise, joined by the Marut host, accompany, with aid untroubled by a foe, our chariot to mighty gain, to win the meed of strength. Or may this Tvashtar, God who rules the world with power, one-minded with the goddesses, speed forth our chariot. Ila and Bhaga, the celestial, earth and heaven, Pushan, Purandhi and the Ashwins, ruling lords. Or, seen alternate, those two blessed goddesses, morning and night, who stir all living things to act. While, with my newest song, I praise you both, O earth, that from what moves not you, may spread forth threefold food. Your blessing as a boon for suppliants we desire, the dragon of the deep, and Aja Ikapad, Trita, Ribhukshan, Savitar shall joy in us, and the flood's swift child in our worship and our prayer. These earnest prayers I pray to you, you holy, to pay you honor. Living men have formed them. Men want to win the prize and glory. May they win, as a chariot horse might the goal, your notice. Hymn 32. Various Deities. Graciously further, O you heaven and earth, this speech striving to win reward of me, your worshipper. First rank I give to you, immortal, high extolled. I want to win me wealth, to you, the mighty pair. Let not man's guile annoy us, secret or by day. Give not us up a prey to these calamities. Sever not you our friendship. Think thereon for us. This, with a heart that longs for bliss, we seek from you. Bring hither with benignant mind the willing cow, teeming with plenteous milk, full, inexhaustible. O you invoked by many, day by day I urge you with my word, a charger rapid in his tread. With eulogy I call on Draka, swift to hear, may she, auspicious, hear us, and herself observe. With never-breaking needle, may she sow her work, and give a hero's son most wealthy meat for praise. All your kind thoughts, O Raka, lovely in their form, with which you grant wealth to him who offers gifts. With these come you to us this day benevolent, O Blessed One, bestowing food of thousand sorts. O broad-tressed Sinivali, you who are the sister of the gods, accept the offered sacrifice and, goddess, grant us progeny. With lovely fingers, lovely arms, prolific mother of many sons, present the sacred gifts to her, to Sinivali, queen of men. Her, Sinivali, her, Gungu, her, Raka, her, Saraswati, Indrani to mine aid I call, and Varunani for my weal. Hymn 33. Rudra. Father of Maruts, let your bliss approach us. Exclude us not from looking on the sunlight. Gracious to our fleet courser be the hero, may we transplant us, Rudra, in our children. With the most saving medicines which you give, Rudra, may I attain 100 winters. Far from us, banish enmity and hatred, and to all quarters, maladies and trouble. Chief of all born are you in glory, Rudra, armed with the thunder, mightiest of the mighty. Transport us over trouble to well-being. Repel you from us all assaults of mischief. Let us not anger you with worship, Rudra, ill praise, strong God, or mingled invocation. Do you with strengthening balms incite our heroes. I hear you famed as best of all physicians. May I with praise songs win that Rudra's favor who is adored with gifts and invocations. Ne'er may the tawny god, fair-checked and gracious, swift-hearing, yield us to this evil purpose. The strong, joined by Maruts, has refreshed me, with most invigorating food imploring. As he who finds a shade in fervent sunlight, may I, uninjured, win the bliss of Rudra. Where is that gracious hand of yours, O Rudra, the hand that gives health and brings comfort, remover of the woe that gods have sent us? O strong one, look you on me with compassion. To him the strong, great, tawny, fair-complexioned, I utter forth a mighty hymn of praises. We serve the brilliant God with adorations. We glorify the splendid name of Rudra. With firm limbs, multiform, the strong, the tawny adorns himself with bright gold decorations. The strength of Godhead never departs from Rudra, him who is sovereign of this world, the mighty. Worthy, you carry your bow and arrows, worthy, your many-hued and honored necklace. Worthy, you cut here each fiend to pieces. A mightier than you there is not, Rudra. Praise him, the chariot-born, the young, the famous, fierce, slaying like a dread beast of the forest. O Rudra, praised, be gracious to the singer. Let your hosts spare us and smite down another. I bend to you as you approachest, Rudra, even as a boy before the father who greets him. I praise you, bounteous giver, lord of heroes. Give medicines to us as you are lauded. Of your pure medicines, O potent Maruts, those that are wholesome and health-bestowing, those which our father Manu has selected, I crave from Rudra for our gain and welfare. May Rudra's missile turn aside and spare us. The great wrath of the impetuous one avoid us. Turn, bounteous God, your strong bow from our princes, and be you gracious to our seed and offspring. O tawny bull, thus showing forth your nature as neither to be wroth, O God, nor slay us. Hear, Rudra, listen to our invocation. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 34. Maruts. The Maruts of resistless might who love the rain, resplendent, terrible like wild beasts in their strength, glowing like flames of fire, impetuous in charioteer, blowing the wandering rain cloud, have disclosed the kine. They gleam with armlets as the heavens are decked with stars. Like cloud-born lightnings shine the torrents of their rain. Since the strong Rudra, O Maruts with brilliant chests, sprang into life for you in Prishni's radiant lap. They drip like horses in the racings of swift steeds. With the stream's rapid chariots, they hasten on their way. Maruts with helms of gold, you who make all things shake, come with your spotted deer, one-minded, to our food. They have bestowed of Mitra all that live to feed they who forevermore cause their swift drops to flow, whose steeds are spotted deer, whose riches never fail, like horses in full speed bound to the pole in work. With brightly flaming kine whose udders swell with milk, with glittering lances on your unobstructed paths, O Maruts of one mind, like swans who seek their nests, come to the rapturous enjoyment of the honey. To these our prayers, O Maruts, come unanimous. Come you to our libations like the praise of men. Make it swell like a mare, in udder like a cow, and for the singer grace the song with plenteous strength. Give us a steed, O Maruts mighty in the chariot, prevailing prayer that brings remembrance day by day. Food to your praisers, to your bard in deeds of might, give winning wisdom, power uninjured, unsurpassed. When the bright-chested Maruts, lavish of their gifts, bind at the time, bliss their horses to their chariots. Then, as the milk cow feeds her calf within the stalls, they pour forth food for all oblation-bringing men. Save us, O Maruts, Vasus, from the injurer, the mortal foe who makes us looked upon as wolves. With chariot all aflame, compass him round about, O Rudras, cast away the foeman's deadly bolt. Well known, you Maruts, is that wondrous course of yours when they milked Prishni's udder close akin to her. Or when to shame the bard who lauded Rudra's sons, you, O infallible, brought Tritha to decay. We call you such, great Maruts, following wonted ways, to the oblation paid to Vishnu speeder on. With ladles lifted up, with prayer, we seek of them preeminent, golden-hued, the wealth which all extol. They, the Dasagvas, first of all brought sacrifice. They at the break of mornings shall inspirit us. Dawn with her purple beams uncovers the nights, with great light glowing like a billowy sea of milk. The Rudras have rejoiced them in the gathered bands at seats of worship as in purple ornaments. They, with impetuous vigor, sending down the rain, have taken to themselves a bright and lovely hue. Soliciting their high protection for our help, with this